Brittany, Brittany, Lynn, Linn, 51590. Today's 152 complaint: cough, congestion, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, times two, leg pain, calf pain, arm pain. I felt like my legs were hurting so bad they were going to fall off, and I thought maybe I have a pinched nerve because of pain in both legs. Our patient is a healthy 32-year-old woman who's a bus driver, married, has two children, comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for 3 days. Immunization, she wasn't immunized against COVID-19 because she just didn't have the time, in quotation, allergen and drug allergy. Surgery, she had a tubal ligation, C-section times two, and ectopic pregnancy. Medical problems, IBS, medication, Tylenol, multivitamins. Last period, 12-6-21. Social, she smokes, she doesn't drink alcohol. We talked about smoking, especially in face of COVID-19 in big letters. Family history, hypertension, family history, stroke, and grandparents. Alert, awake, no distress, 136 pounds, 99%, 97.8, 16, 77, 135 over 88. Patient's heart, positive, some positive, restrict. At times tachycardic at home, at times with a fever of 101, especially with a fever of 101. Lungs, few bronchi, but otherwise clear. Abdomen is soft, except for generalized tenderness throughout. Logical non-focal skin shows no rash. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Positive anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Positive COVID-19 noted. Number one, number two, rocephalogram now. Dexamethasone 8 milligram now. Next number is ZPAC. Next is Medrol dose pack. Next is Brom 50M. Next number is zinc. Next is vitamin C. Next one is aspirin, 81 milligram. Next one is vitamin D, 10,000 units. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number, because of her palpitations, tachycardia, we looked at her heart. Echocardiogram was negative. Next one is because of vertigo, we looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was negative. Next one is because of severe calf pain, we looked at her legs. There was no sign of DVT or PVD, as well as in the arms bilaterally. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck, proved to be just that, related to COVID-19. And the thyroid appeared normal. Carotid appeared normal in face of vertigo, as I said. Next numbers come back in 3 days. Next numbers, if develops chest pain, shortness of breath, cough, or a high fever, will return at that time. And we'll purchase the medications as prescribed, and ZPAC, Medrol, Dose Pack, and Bromfit that was written for the patient. Thank you.